In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world and for the welfare of the holy churches of God and in the union of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy temple, for those who enter with faith, reverence, and the fear of God, let us pray to the Lord. For our Metropolitan, His Eminence, Antony, for our Bishop, His Grace, Daniel, for the Reverend Presbyters, for the deacons in Christ, and for all the clergy and the people, let us pray to the Lord. For our God, loving God, protect the country, the United States of America, for the government and armed forces, and for all the people. For our God, loving God, protected ancestral homeland, Ukraine, and for all her people, let us pray to the Lord. For this city, Johnson City, and for every city and community and the faithful who live in them, let us pray to the Lord. For seasonable weather and the abundance of the fruits of the earth and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord. For those who travel by land, sea, and air, for the sick, the suffering, for captives, and for the salvation of them all, let us pray to the Lord. For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and distress, let us pray to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and preserve us, God, by your grace. Remembering our most holy, most pure, most blessed, and glorious Lady, the birth giver of God and ever Virgin Mary, together with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another in all our life to Christ our God.
Christ is risen. Christos was crushed.
Christ is risen from the dead. resurrection of Christ, for in him is our foundation.
Christ is risen from the
dead. Yesterday, O Christ, was I buried with thee, but today as thou hast risen, I rise again with thee. Yesterday I was crucified with thee. Do thou break into our coming together with thee in thy kingdom.
Christ is risen from the
dead. Again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and preserve us, God, by your grace. Remembering our most holy, most pure, most blessed, and glorious Lady, the birth giver of God and ever Virgin Mary, together with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another in all our life to Christ our God.
For you are our God, that we give glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages.
Which was a symbol. Let us rise also The holy people of God, beholding the fulfillment of the symbol, rejoice in the Lord, for Christ is risen, he is almighty.
Christ is risen from the
King of peace, the Savior of our souls, and to we give glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages.
Tomb, and they exclaimed to one another when day broke, "O friends,
Come, let us anoint with perfumes the life-giving but now buried body, the flesh which gives resurrection to the fallen, lying in the tomb. Let us go hastily, as did the wise men, and let us adore him and offer myrrh as a gift to him who is now wrapped in a swaddling clothes, but in a winding sheet. Let us weep and cry aloud, O Master, arise and grant resurrection to the fallen.
Having beheld the resurrection of Christ, let us bow down before the Holy Lord Jesus and the only sinless one. We bow down before thy cross, O Christ, and laud and glorify thy holy resurrection. Thou art our God, beside thee be known none other. We proclaim thy name. O come all ye faithful, let us bow down before Christ's holy resurrection, for lo, through the Christ's cross joy come to all the world. Ever blessing the Lord, let us sing his resurrection, for he endured crucifixion and destroyed death by death. Ever blessing the Lord, let us sing his resurrection, for he endured crucifixion and destroyed death by death. Ever blessing the Lord, let us sing his resurrection, for he endured crucifixion and destroyed death by death.
Jesus rose from the grave, as he foretold. He gave us everlasting life and great mercy.
Christ is risen.
God, O Christ, and they announce to thy disciples the glad tidings of the mystical Pascha.
Christ is risen from
the grave.
solemnity is this right night, radiating salvation and light, the harbinger of the splendors of the day of resurrection, on which the boundless light eternal and its rising in flesh from the tomb shone forth to all mankind.
Christ is risen from the
Lord, I need to
powers of heaven praise you, and unto you is send up glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, into the ages of ages.
Let me know.
Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord of heaven. Praise him in the highest. To thee, O God, is due our song. Praise him, his noble acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. We sing thy redeeming passion, O Christ, and glorify thy resurrection. Praise him in his house. Praise him for his great strength. O thou who didst endure the cross and abolish death and did rise again from the dead, give peace to our life, O Lord, for thou alone art almighty.
Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. The sacred past has arrived for us today. A new and holy past, a mystical past.
If any man be devout and loveth God, let him enjoy with a fair and radiant triumphant feast. If any man be a wise servant, let him rejoice and enter into the joy of his Lord. If any have labored long in fasting, let him now receive his recompense. If any have wrought from the first hour, let him today receive his just reward. If any have come at the third hour, let him with thankfulness keep the feast. If any have arrived at the sixth hour, let him have no misgivings, because he shall in no wise be deprived therefore. If any have delayed until the ninth hour, let him draw near, fearing nothing. If any have tarried even until the 11th hour, let him also be not alarmed at this tardiness. For the Lord, who is jealous of his honor, will accept the last even as the first. He giveth rest unto him who cometh at the 11th hour, even as unto him who hath wrought from the first hour. And he showeth mercy upon the last, and cares for the first. And to the one he gives, and upon the other he bestows gifts. And he both accepts the deeds, and welcomes the intention, and honors the acts, and praises the offering. Wherefore, enter all you into the joy of your Lord, and receive your reward, both the first and likewise the second. You rich and poor together, hold high festival. You sober and you heedless, honor the day. Rejoice today, both you who have fasted and you who have disregarded the fast. The table is full laden. Feast all ye sumptuously. The cup is fettered. Let no one go hungry away. Enjoy ye all ye feasts of faith. Receive ye all the riches of loving kindness. Let no one bewail his poverty, for the universal kingdom has been revealed. Let no one weep at this for his iniquities, for pardon has shone forth from the grave. Let no one fear death, for the Savior's death has set us free. He that was held prisoner of it has annihilated it. By descending into hell, he made hell captive. He embittered it when it tasted of his flesh. And Isaiah, foretelling this, did cry. Hell, said he, was embittered when it encountered thee in the lower regions. It was embittered, for it was abolished. It was embittered, for it was mocked. It was embittered, for it was slain. It was embittered, for it was overthrown. It was embittered, for it was fettered in chains. It took a body and met God face to face. It took earth and encountered heaven. It took that which was seen and fell upon the unseen. O death, where is thy sting? O hell, where is thy victory? Christ is risen, and thou art overthrown. Christ is risen, and demons are fallen. Christ is risen, and the angels rejoice. Christ is risen, and life reigns. Christ is risen, and no one dead remains in the grave. For Christ, being risen from the dead, is become the first fruit of those who have fallen asleep. To him be glory and dominion unto ages of ages. Amen. Christos voskres. Christ is risen. Christos voskres. Grace shining forth from your lips like a beacon has enlightened the universe. It has shown to the world the riches of poverty. It has revealed to us the enlightenment of humility. Teaching us by your words, O Father John Chrysostom, intercede before the Word Christ our God to save our souls.
Amen.
merciful God, who loves mankind and to his great glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen.
Let us complete our morning prayer to the Lord. And you ascribe glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen.
Peace be with you all.
Thee have we bowed our necks and of our soul and body, and we pray you, O Holy of Holies, stretch forth thy invisible hand from thy holy dwelling place and bless us all. And if any way we have sinned, either willing or unwilling, you pardon us inasmuch as you are good God who loves mankind, and granting us your good things in this world and beyond this world. For thine is to have mercy and to save us, our God, and to ascribe glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, into the ages of ages.
Amen.
Wisdom. Christ our God, the existing one, be blessed always, now and ever, into the ages of ages. Holy birth giver of God, save us.
For an open the chair, O Lord, and more gloriously uncompared than the seraphim, without the common meters of God, the Word, true Mother of God, we magnify you.
Christos voskresis Smertius mers dola. May Christ, who is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death, and upon those in the tombs bestowing life, our true God, through the praise of his most pure mother and of all the saints, have mercy on us and save us, for he is good and loves all mankind.
Christos voskres!
Christ
is risen!
Indeed he is risen!
Christos voskres!
Christ is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death, and to those in the tombs he has granted life.
Oh,
us his given eternal life, let us worship his resurrection on the third day.
Christos Anesti!
Christos Anesti!
Christ is risen!
He is risen!
Christos Voskres!
He is risen!